FCBC, located at 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a current and yet very serious subject. We're talking about what is taking place in America with the sleeper cells of Islamic jihadists. Now, too many times down through the years, I've had those say, well, don't you realize that Islam is a peaceful religion? And then you have the FBI and other thugs with badges that will say, well, for a person to do what these have done in New Orleans and in Nevada just in the past couple of days, that they must have been radicalized somehow, some way, and that it's the radicalization of these otherwise peaceful religious people. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam has never been peaceful. It's the war between the half-brothers that go back to the scripture in Genesis chapter 12 through about chapter 17, and you find it's that war between Ishmael and Isaac. You find that it was the war that is continuing now for about 4,000 years, and it's intensifying in these last days. God's Word tells us in the last of the last days we'll have perilous times. God's Word tells us that in the perilous times, which means dangerous, dark, devastating, and destructive, in those times, ladies and gentlemen, men will be lovers of themselves. There'll be a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We see that on the front pages today when we look at the headline. Says, a cyber truck explodes in front of Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, now probed as a possible terror attack. One person was killed when the Tesla Cybertruck exploded directly in front of the Trump International Hotel near the north end of the Las Vegas Strip Wednesday morning, and the incident is now being probed as a potential act of terrorism. Elon Musk of Tesla said, we have now confirmed that the explosion was caused by the very large fireworks and or bomb carried in the bed of the rented Cybertruck and is unrelated, it says here, unrelated to the vehicle itself. All vehicle telemetry was positive at the time of the explosion. Ladies and gentlemen, headline, FBI, we do not believe Islamic terrorist suspect acted alone. Now, listen, one in New Orleans, the mayor there said, that it was a terrorist attack. Immediately following that, the FBI agent said, it is not a terrorist attack. And now the FBI is saying, we do not believe that Islam terrorist suspect acted alone. I've got article after article where FBI said that we believe that the one that carried out this dastardly deed in New Orleans was not acting alone, that there are others that they're trying to trace down and follow. The FBI is as mixed up and as confused as they can be because their minds are bifurcated when they've been trained and taught and told by the Biden administration and all of their training that Islam is a peaceful religion, and by all means, if it is an Islamic attack, that the Marxist media ought not to say it's a Muslim, ought not to say anything about their religion, because after all, it's a peaceful religion. This article reads, the FBI said during a press conference on Wednesday afternoon that agents do not believe that the presumed ISIS supporter who carried out a terror attack in New Orleans French Quarters acted alone. We're working with our partners to investigate this as an act of terrorism, said the FBI assistant agent in charge. We're aggressively running down all leads to identify the possible subject's associates. We're working to ensure that there is no further threat. We do not believe that the terrorist was solely responsible, the FBI agent said. We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates, those who will know things about him. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. And that subject is that we have Islamic jihadists embedded in America in the sleeper cells waiting for the timing to be right to leap out. In fact, in my book is Islam Tolerant, 25 chapters, about 350 pages in length. I make the statement very, very succinctly and clearly that in any city, any state, any nation, Islam will be a sleeper religion, quiet and peaceful, malleable, and will not do anything that looks to the normal eye as dangerous until they reach between 3 and 6%. Of the population of that city, of that state, or of that nation. And once reaching that number, they will rise up and demand to be dominant and to take the heads off, to murder, to behead, to slay, to destroy the life of any Christian, any conservative, any patriot, anyone who rejects or refuses to surrender to Islam. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Hi, my name is Terry, and Pastor Youngblood, do you think that President Trump has told too much of his plans of what he intends to do? Like, when you are dealing with enemies, you should keep some secrets and then surprise them with your strategy and all that, not tell them beforehand. Do you believe that?
That's always a possibility, but in this case, I really don't believe that is a real issue that we need to worry about. I believe he has been very bold, and he's yes. made the statement. For example, on day one, the hostages in by Hamas in Gaza need to be released or else. Now, he said some explicatives there that I won't repeat, but he's letting them know. And by the way, when it comes to the hostages held by Hamas and the underground tunnels, et cetera, in Gaza, I don't believe there's one left alive. I believe that all they have are dead bodies, if even that, of all of the hostages that are left. But I think it is the bold approach of Donald J. Trump to basically set the standard, set the stage, set the pace of what he's going to do. Now, he has not told, in my opinion, the underlying essence of how he will do. He's just making a bold, broad statement of what he will do, of which I am personally thankful for, and I believe that's a good modus operandi.
Yes, I'm thankful for that, too, and I agree with that. I guess it's like the deportation. Like, he shouldn't, I believe that he shouldn't go into too much detail. Because, like, if you're dealing with your enemies, from firsthand my experience, you, like President Trump, you say a few things here and there, and then the enemy has to deal with what you said. But meanwhile, you know, that's like a stepping stone along with what you extra plan and are going to do. So I was just wondering if, in your opinion, he is saying too much was in his hand that he's dealing out to people.
Well, I believe in a way that portion of it may be correct. Here's the example that I would give. He's told Iran absolutely without any equivocation of what he's going to do. Iran does not want to see Donald J. Trump sworn in as president because they know that it puts their terrorist approach that's being spread around the globe, it puts it on the chopping block. So, yes, they know that. And you see when you have a Tesla parked under the drive-through at a Trump International Hotel, you realize that there's a hatred that's being promulgated publicly for Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump. That's the indication that you see there. By the way, when that Tesla exploded, it was supposed to take the building down. The fruitcake that died behind the steering wheel in that, the nut job, didn't realize there wasn't enough explosives or powerful enough explosives to do what he wanted to do and intended to do. Had that been the right explosives, the Trump International Hotel there would have been flattened, and perhaps hundreds, if not more, would have been killed as a result of it.
But the next time that was a mistake, so the next time that they'll make sure there's enough bombs to do that. But what I was going to say, along with what we were both saying, is like you just feed the enemy only so much so that they worry about it and all that stuff. Like you give them the minor things to worry about because that minor stuff is leading up to major stuff, but you don't talk about the major stuff so that they can prepare for the major too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Terry, here's my take on it. I'm looking at headline. Former FBI assistant director warns terrorists are well embedded in America. This is Dateline, December the 21st, 2024. Former FBI assistant director Chris Swiker warned Friday that terrorists are well embedded all over the United States, stating the threat level should be higher following the attacks in Germany. This article goes on to read, was asked if he believes that there is a potential for a terrorist attack in America and the concerns arising after the fall of Afghanistan. I think so, this FBI agent said. I mean, we've heard FBI Director Chris Ray talk about this in conjunction with the relative ease of getting across the southern border. And you know, there's no question that terrorists have come across our U.S. borders. Whether they're a lone terrorist or a terrorist group, they're well embedded inside the United States of America. Now, Terry, here's my problem. If the FBI knows that, and you can bet your boots they know where they are, why is it they wait until there's an attack to do anything about it? That's my question. Therein lies the problem.
It's not to their benefit to go ahead and act on it. And who's to say that the sleeper cells are not in our White House, the government, and the offices, too, just waiting. They're like the hidden army in the desert wearing desert clothes. You don't know that they're there until you get past them or you're kind of like intermingling. Then all of a sudden they pop up, like you said, the 3%, 6%. And then they're portraying that they're peaceful. They're portraying that they're blended in with the desert sand until we... Some people, as people are, some of us, they're like sheep. And so they just meander around, not paying attention, or just swallowing everything the media is putting out there and not using their brains and their intuition. And then they believe everything, my mom included. And I want to say thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for giving me info, because my mom says, well, how did you get so smart, or how are you getting all this, or, you know, what's changed in you? I said, Mom, I'm getting more smart.
Tell her to tune in. Let's face the issues. The purpose of the broadcast, as you well know, is to inform our listeners, Christians, conservatives, and patriots, of what is taking place, and we need to view it from a central biblicist worldview. Not be frightened, not be afraid, but be informed that we'll know how to pray and how to respond as Christians. Terry, thank you so much for your call. Thank you.
To be armed, absolutely, to put
on the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6 tells us. And Christians today need to be armored up because we have a battle that is yet before us. Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. May you and your family have a happy new year. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today jihadist sleeper cells within America. I'm looking at a headline, Feds Warn a Year Ago That the U.S. is ill-prepared for attacks on soft targets and crowded places. The tragic start of 2025 prompts worries about a new era of terrorism foretold in 2023 report to the Homeland Security Department. A year ago, a year before, the twin New Year Day incidents in New Orleans and Las Vegas darkened the start of 2025. The Homeland Security commissioned a study warned that America was facing a new era of terrorism and that America is ill-prepared to protect its citizens from that threat. The article further reads, attacks on soft targets and crowded places represent a significant challenge in the 2023 security environment research that was done by the RAND Corporation. Rather than flying planes into hardened security targets of major institutions like the Pentagon, World Trade Center towers, a growing number of foreign-inspired or domestically grown terrorists and mass shooters have deployed to low-level tactics. Vehicles, improvised explosion devices and guns on targets with less security but with still housing large numbers of potential human victims. Drivers in Wisconsin in 2022, Germany in 2024, plowed through Christmas Day gatherings with extreme lethal consequences. Shooter from Buffalo, New York, Charleston, South Carolina, Orlando, Florida, San Bernardino, California, claimed numerous victims by focusing on stores, schools, churches, and lower security postures, end quote. So that's what we're faced with, ladies and gentlemen. That telephone number, by the way, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. We're talking about the tragic events on New Year's Day with the two events, the Islamic jihadist attack in New Orleans and the Islamic attack in Nevada, and the loss of lives. First of all, we need to pray for those families, for encouragement and hope and peace that only God can provide for them with the loss of loved ones and members. But ladies and gentlemen, my mind goes back to George Bush after 9/11. Standing on the stack of rubble from the Twin Towers, George Bush assured this will never happen again. We had the 19 Islamic jihadists coming in from Saudi Arabia, yet we go in and we attack Iraq. I've never understood that. It is the mindset that we're not going to touch the ones that caused the Islamic jihadist attacks. We're just simply going to talk about the sleeper cells and there needs to be preparation, and yet no preparation is done. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I thank God every day for the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Bible that the Lord allowed those prophet guys to humanity. Every time we read it, the Lord changes from the inside out. You know what I mean? I have seen people that they were covered with tattoos, and within 6 months of being in church, they feel remorse. They say, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit is the one that convinces you, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is that goes against God's will. And you got young girls that, you know, they started studying the Bible, you know, and we see the change without any of us telling them anything. They don't dress provocative anymore. They don't dress like, you know, a woman from the street because something come upon them. Well, it's the Holy Spirit. Every time you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit opened your eyes and you see the world different. You got more compassion. You got mercy. You got love. The things that we didn't have in the world, we are new creatures in Christ. That's what the Bible says. You know, the old thing passed, the old made new. So that's the true Christianity. And I remember maybe 2 weeks ago that you were having a guest and you were talking about those carnal Christians and the spiritual Christians, which nobody talks about it. But I praise the Lord that you see more people that is not in Christ. When they come to Christ, there's a change. The way they see life is completely transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's never so the case with the Islamics. You see people that they change because the main teaching in that book is you are at war with the infidels. You are at war with those that don't believe like us. You know what I mean? And you see in Saudi Arabia, they beheaded, a YouTuber influencer last week for something that he did or something that he... I mean, this... And the media doesn't want to say it. Now they just say, no, he was a lonely wolf. He was just, you know, it's a religion of peace. I'm sorry. I don't buy that in a million years. If that religion is so peaceful, why these people, when they read that book, why they don't do things meaningful for society? You can't live with the Amish. The Amish is isolated. They got their own beliefs. They believe the Bible the way they want it, but they never kill nobody. They never behead nobody. The Amish, they don't, you know, they can live with anybody as neighbors. They're peaceful people, the Amish. We're going to call them radicals, which to me they're not. But what I'm saying is, when somebody convert to Islam, you can see the difference. You can see the transformation. You can see the anger that they have, the bitterness, the way they look, the way that they talk about the U.S., because they think that this is the oppressor, the big Satan, helping the little Satan in the Middle East, which is Israel. They all got the same mindset. Some of them express it like this crazy nut did in Louisiana, but some of them are the sleeping cells. And unfortunately, that book, you know, keep pushing that agenda, keep pushing that agenda. And people say, no, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because that book is not talking about peace. That book doesn't talk about mercy or compassion or loving your neighbor. No, it's calling about beheading the infidels, war with Israel, and whoever doesn't believe like they do, you are an enemy. And it's sad to say that this government is not doing anything to stop and investigate, you know what I mean, all those mosques. Because what they do is they're teaching hatred. Because that book teaches hatred. Everywhere you see them, brother, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, this England, the same message is coming out of that book because they're reading the same book. And it's unfortunate. And not only that, you don't need to have sleeping cells. You got the unhinged Democrats. Look at the media. They were bashing Trump, calling him a dictator, dictator, dictator. And look how three nuts what they did. They're trying to kill the president. So you don't need much to have nuts doing what happened in New Year Day. You know what I mean? My point is, thank God for the gospel, and thank God for pastor and people like you spreading the truth of the gospel, that there's change, there's hope, and there's love and mercy. That's my main point. The Islam is completely opposite. You don't believe me? Look at who's behind all those terrorist attacks, all those beheadings, and all that crazy thing that has going on lately. It's not Christians, it's Muslims. God bless you, brother.
Absolutely. God bless you, Jose. You're spot on. Yes, you're exactly right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And once a person says yes to Jesus Christ, and they're in the scripture. But you look at the Quran, and it molds the mind to hate every non-believer, non-Muslim, every non-Islamic, and everyone that disagrees with Islam. And just as our last caller, Jose, was saying about what is happening on a global basis, I'm looking at the headline, jihadists are terrorizing Christians, burning churches, beheading nuns and priests, according to the report. Dateline December 28th, 2024. Jihadists own the Democratic Republic of Congo, where Christians are often hacked to death by Muslims. Jihadists in Africa are on the campaign to burn churches, behead nuns and priests, and terrorize Christians, and worse. And not a peep is being heard from those who have the power to speak out and to help protect these people. Sadly, this terrorizing and slaughter of Christians outside the West has gone almost unnoticed, with no real action even for those who have the power to speak out and help protect them. Vatican Pope Francis himself, even organizations such as Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and the NAACP, are not one word has been heard from Black Lives Matter, the Squad, or Congress, and many other imposters who say they care about human rights, but only do so selectively, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that headline? Jihadists are terrorizing Christians, burning churches, beheading nuns and priests, the reports, according to the report. It's in the Republic of Congo. In fact, all over the continent of Africa, we see Islam uprising and destroying every non-Islamic, and especially Christians and pastors, burning churches, beheading and killing those that disagree with Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, as our previous caller was saying, for a Christian, once you say yes to Jesus Christ, get into the Word of God, old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Contrary to that, when a person gets into the Quran, delays anything that would be called morals and ethics and values, destroys anything that would be called human rights, and simply go on the rampage to destroy every non-Muslim. I'm looking at headline, FBI New Orleans ramming suspect identified as, and they give the name, I'm not calling his name, subject has been identified as a 42-year-old, a U.S. citizen from Texas. He was driving a Ford pickup truck, which appears to have been rented, and we're working to confirm how the subject came into possession of that vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at a headline, FBI sows confusion after initially saying the Bourbon Street attack is not a terrorist event. The FBI, ladies and gentlemen, are conflicted because of what they've been taught, trained to say, and their first response under the Biden administration is to declare, number one, this is not a terrorist attack. This is a lone wolf. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. And then ultimately, when there's a drill down, it is discovered that it is, in fact, an Islamic attack. It is something that we need to be concerned about, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, what we do know is this. Islam is a frontal enemy of Christians and Jews and all non-Muslims. And yet in America, we have the universities. Yet in America, we have those filling the streets in New York just over the past few days, waving the Palestinian flag, demanding that Jews be eviscerated, annihilated, totally destroyed. And this helps motivate the sleeper cell individuals to stand up and act out in trying to destroy the individuals in America. What we do know is that America now has many Islamic sleeper cells in hiding, awaiting the time to strike. What we do know is that the Biden administration, with its open borders, is the floodgate for the enemies to come in. What we do know is that because the open borders with the Biden administration, that we have known, according to the FBI, we have known about 300 to 400 Islamic jihadists that are now in some of the sleeper cells in America. What we do know is that these attacks are at a time when, with an open statement of opposition, is what they're doing. It's a statement of opposition that we do not want the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. What we do know is that it is Islam through Iran that hates Trump, hates America, and will do everything to destroy us. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we do know is that we need to depend on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. What we do know is, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we do know that our nation is under attack, and we do know that it's a demonic attack. Therefore, we need to be fully armored based on Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and following. We need to put on the whole armor of God and be ready to do hand-to-hand combat every day as Christians, realizing that we are in the last days, and the last days talk about perilous times according to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that we'll see this subside, this talking about these attacks from the sleeper cells. But based on what we understand, this is going to intensify. Ought not to surprise us, but it ought to cause us to be on our knees and say, Lord, deliver us from the evil one that is trying to attack and destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes